identifies with the rich and the poor, the respectable and the outcast, the ruthless and the reprobate. But nowhere is this more the case than with the homeless. When Jesus described himself in that reading that we just had, he said this: "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head." And from the very start, that was the case. Even before he was born, he was on the move, homeless. And when he arrives in Bethlehem, he's born in a borrowed stable. And from that moment, and for the next few years, he is dispossessed. He's homeless, a refugee facing persecution and fleeing from it, a migrant in Egypt and an asylum seeker. Do you know, it's always struck me how often this is still the case. Even in church, Jesus can be the homeless one. We can be so busy working and planning and preparing and entertaining ourselves, so preoccupied, so self-centered and self-absorbed, so pressured, so quick to state our preferences. I watched, saw a cartoon on YouTube just this past week, and somebody was saying, "I didn't enjoy the service," and the other person was saying, "That's okay, because it wasn't for you." And you know, that really struck me. We can be so bought into our own preferences that we miss the point. We can be so worried and so stressed, and that's there so that there is absolutely no room in our hearts or our lives for him. So let me ask you, in what ways is Christ homeless in your life? In what ways is Christ homeless in this church at the present time? Has he laid his head here? The second thing I want you to see this evening is this: as we stand on the cusp of Christmas, it's not just that Jesus was homeless then, but that the first people that he showed himself to were themselves homeless ones. You see, the shepherds weren't allowed to own property or live in community. They were regarded with deep suspicion. You see, they had a reputation, and it wasn't a good one. They were unclean. They were unwelcome in polite society. They had to sleep on the hills with their sheep because there was no other place for them. And as such, it's significant that this God decides to show himself to them first, that they would be the ones to hear of his birth first. But unlike Mary, who got one angel to let her know, the shepherds get a whole floor show. The heavenly choir show up to announce the Messiah's birth. God wants them and us to know, no matter how low you go, no matter how tough life is, there is always room for one more where he is concerned. No one is ever homeless or dispossessed with him. His priority is and always will be the stranger and the sinner. He's not looking for the squeaky clean. He's not looking for those who put on airs and graces and pretense and pretend that everything's okay. He's looking for the ones who face their situation and challenge with honesty. It's very easy, isn't it, to deceive ourselves and to go through that little game that we play where we meet somebody for a first time or after a long time and they say, "Oh, how are you?" And we go, "Fine," even though the wheels are dropping off and we scream silently inside. The Jesus who knows us through and through welcomes us. The third thing is summarized in something Jesus says in Mark chapter 10 and verse 30. Peter said to Jesus, "We have left everything to follow you." What's Peter saying? He's saying, "We've become homeless because of you." And this is Jesus' response: "I tell you the truth, no one has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me, and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age and the age to come, eternal life. So let me ask you, as we stand here on the brink of Christmas, how will you prepare him room? Not at midnight on the 24th of December, but on the 26th of December and the 27th of December and throughout the whole year. How are we, who say that we follow him to show his example and to be Jesus to those around us? Five principles, really briefly. Firstly, hold lightly to stuff. I'm not suggesting that we should all be homeless, but what I am reflecting on is Jesus' own words. Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself rather treasure in heaven, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I don't know what your Christmas day is going to be like. I'm guessing that ours is going to be about wrapping paper all over a room. As children open presents, it can so easily become about the stuff, can't it? I was in IKEA earlier this week, and it was really quiet. Nobody wanted to be in IKEA the week leading up to Christmas. And I said to the person who was serving me, what's it going to be like after Christmas? And he went, it's mad. And I went, why is that? He said, because everybody's got more stuff, so they need storage for it. And yet that can be our lives, can't it? A house full of stuff. And it gets in the way of love. It can crowd it out. Secondly, practice hospitality. Let people into your lives. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, we're told, because by so doing, we sometimes entertain angels without knowing it. It's great, isn't it, when you welcome people into your homes? We buy all this food just in case the world might turn up at our front door and want a turkey sandwich. Has anybody ever done that? Yeah, okay, fantastic. And then thirdly, give generously. I love the example in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8 where it says, freely, freely you've received, freely, freely give. Do you know, you become such a more open person when you hold everything lightly. Everything we have as Christians is given us that we might bless others with it. And then fourthly, treat everybody as a friend. Jesus said this, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, but to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's what he did. And that's what he calls us to do. Do you know, it's an absolute joy being the pastor of a church, because you never know who's going to walk in through the door. But you know one thing, they may be strangers when they walk in, but they're going to be friends by the time they walk out. That's my ambition. That's our goal as a church. And then fifthly, share Jesus. What did the angels share with the shepherds? Do not be afraid. Maybe you need to hear that this Christmas. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. There's that inclusion again. No matter what your background is, you are welcomed by this one. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Did you notice that little word? He's born to you. Is that true? Do you know the one who came to save you? Because he knows you and wants relationship with you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that no matter what our circumstance or situation is, you're not a God who stands at a distance wagging your finger and judging anyone. You're the God who sees us and our real need and comes and moves to meet it, identifying with us totally. Come to us this evening that you might be real in us and real through us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.